So Kelly Clarkson got bent over a barrel financially when it comes to the divorce that she just went through. Her and her ex went their separate ways. I guess she was the breadwinner of the two. Not to say that this dude, Mr. Clarkson, was hurting for cash. He was like a record manager, music producer, something. He managed a bunch of well-to-dos. I don't think he was opting to not get the guac because he couldn't afford it. But she ended up having to pay like $1 million-plus lump, then $160,000. You'll hear it all broken down coming up. And this is one of those things where when people are like, hey, when are you going to do it? When are you going to get married? I'm like, hey, you know, her money's her money. My money's my money. Her car, my car's my car. And the house will figure out should we ever go our separate ways. And you joined us, talked about how much you pay in child support, how long you have to pay it. Maybe this could be a conversation for another time. What did you do to celebrate the end of your child support payments? People are having divorce parties now. Maybe you had a party for your last child support payment, but you called us and told you what you pay in alimony, what you pay in child support. Some of it was a lot. Some of it was shockingly little on Behind the Curtain.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is was contested for a really long time. I don't know. It seems like years, maybe. I know it's been going on for a while, but Kelly Clarkson settles divorce with her now ex, Brandon Blackstock. And I don't know where this falls in the big scheme of celebrity divorces. But it says here, the singer, 39, will pay her ex a massive one-time payment of $1.3 million. As well as monthly child support payment. Did you see the number, Speaks?
What is it? Something like $48,000?
$45,000 a month in child support for their two children. $45,000 a month!
Do they go to school on Neptune?
I don't know!
And what was the amount for spousal support?
Yeah, that was the other part of this. It says, in addition to the one-time payment, which was, what, $1.3? Kelly Clarkson will also pay her ex $115,000 in spousal support until 2024. So she's only got
that's a month,
couple of years of that. So that's 115 plus 45 is 160 a month. Do the math on that. It comes out to, I think, $1.9 million a year. So the guy's getting $2 million a year.
Oh, my God. They didn't do a prenup. This is why prenups exist. And I know it's like alimony, spousal support. They're used to a standard of living. Hey, guess what? Stuff changes. All right? I'm not going to have you living in a shack in Appalachia somewhere, you know, 8 to a room at a European hostel. But you were used to fresh flowers at the foot of the bed each morning and some butler bringing you eggs Benedict. That might have to go away. Stuff has changed.
Look,
I don't get that.
This is the number they landed upon. And like I said, this was contested for a really long time. So the lawyers were going back and forth. So I guess they both came to the agreement that $45,000 a month was a reasonable amount.
Apparently, the children need to go to school in chariots.
Yes, I don't know.
Are they taking horse-drawn carriages to school every day? They wear a prom dress. You see the text we got from a buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
$700 a week.
A week.
So that's $2,800
a month. Oh, my God. John. Free John.
Hey.
Free John.
I'm living this life right now.
Yeah.
It will be for another decade or so. And
Justin, when are you two getting hitched?
It's a fact of life, a factor of life.
Yeah, it is. It's rough, man.
But I'll say I don't talk about it much, but mine was very
fair.
Fair.
You've alluded to it, and it sounds fair. An agreeable upon term.
Word.
Yes, very fair. You're taking care of the kid. Ooh. Hit me with some numbers again. What's Kelly Clarkson paying in her divorce?
$1.3 million lump sum, then $45,000 a month for two kids, and $115,000 for spousal support.
So the guy needs more money than both kids combined. He needs three times as much money. I need to see an itemized list of what this guy needs that money for.
It's like
for.
You said, it's that whole standard of living
thing. I have a standard of living.
Yeah.
Did you look into this guy at all? What's his name? Blackstone? Blacksworth? Blackfart?
Music producer. Works in the business, I guess.
Reba McEntire is his stepmother.
Stepmom.
He managed Rascal Flatts, managed Kelly Clarkson. The guy's not hurting for milk money.
And isn't it a bad look when people are trying to pay gas for this to be going on? Isn't it bad optics?
You need to take a champagne bath twice a day, okay? You need to have grilled endangered species for brunch.
Texter says, if this was Mick Jagger, would we even be having this conversation? Are we having it because it's the guy getting paid as opposed to a girl getting paid?
I mean, it is a more unique situation. It's not to say it's never happened, but whenever I hear about child support, it's usually mom being the caregiver and the father being the one that pays out. It's just the size of this money. It's
somebody
big.
Says, for my divorce, I had to buy my farm for the second time. Ooh. And give my ex-wife a lump sum check of $750,000. And then give her $1,800 a month for 25 years.
Damn. Let's go to the phones. 410-338-1098. Danny, what's up, pal?
Good morning, gentlemen. So my divorce back in the 90s, I had three children. I had to pay $400 a month per child, so $1,200 a month. But it all ended at 18 years of age.
Right.
And also, in California, I don't know where Kelly Clarkson's at, but in California, if you pay child support, you don't pay spousal support.
So it's probably not California.
Yeah, I think it's Montana where this was.
Because, yeah, there was also, we didn't even get into.
There's a house. There's a whole,
the breakdown. There's trucks. There's properties. There's ranches. There's, like, show dogs and things like that. And I can only imagine Danny probably had himself a nice party during the last payment. I've known a couple of people that had a night of drinks.
Oh, yeah.
When that last check cleared and that's it, you're done. We don't have to speak anymore. The kids are 18. They're up and out. Happy trails, you. Let's go to Nick on line three. Nick, can you come anywhere close to what Kelly Clarkson's paying?
Nah, no way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be calling you guys if I was able.
Yeah, you'd be on the run right now with a fake mustache in a country I can't pronounce. What were you paying?
Yeah, so I'm actually currently still paying one child. Thing is, though, she was not the primary caregiver. I kind of was, but the court always kind of listened to the mom. And so I'm at 700 right now with a rearage of 7,000. So for one child. And
Nick, quick question for you. Nick, quick question. Are you in a dryer? Because you sound like you're in the tumble setting
Yeah.
of a Maytag washer dryer. So how much longer do you have until you're done?
18. So I have 5 years.
5 years. All right. Fight the good fight.
Good lucky Godspeed.
Yeah, don't get lippy with the boss. You need that gig for another few years. Ryan, what say you? Ryan, how much are you paying per month?
Well, I am very lucky that I only have to pay $200 a month in $100 every other week Zelle payments because we settled it friendly outside of court.
Would you go to a moderator, they call it?
Yeah, we had to do that just to get everything set up for, you know, the other parent has the custody. I get my visitation every other weekend.
There you go.
I was very appreciative because both me and my ex, we were used as weapons, basically, against our respective parents that we went to go see every other weekend by the parent that we had to live with.
Okay, you've already lost me on the story. Yep, yeah, got spiraled into some new territory. Thank you, anyways.
That whole, used as weapons.
Yeah,
it can get so dirty.
It can get, and how much money has someone cost themselves by some snide-ass comment? Like, they were ready to maybe mediate. Go to a moderator.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mudge and her ex did that, and they're very amicable, and they get along great, and he's a fine guy, and they said, this is how much I need. I agree. This is how much I make. That's fine. Handshake, separate ways. And it was fine. Then you have other people. Someone starts getting lippy. Someone starts getting nasty with the text and go, okay, you know what? Now there is a lawyer.
Put the screws to
now you. There is a lawyer for you. Yeah, just like a little bit of decorum. If you just swallow that rancor, you might be able to save yourself hundreds, if not thousands.
Texter says he had to have sex with that annoying pig for years. He's entitled to that money.
Jeez.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
We may be so lucky to enjoy her in a biblical sense.